unique selling techniques for boosting your results. Neuro-linguistic programming has been proven to be an effective method for obtaining dramatic improvements amazingly quick in all areas: relationships, finance, health. This is particularly true in developing sales techniques that get results. The techniques may seem simple, but their effectiveness has been proven time and time again. Let's take a look at a few of them. First, sales is not a confrontation. This is a key principle of NLP in action. All too often, sales is seen as a zero-sum game, where one party, the buyer, is hustled into making a purchase that he really does not want or need. NLP is actually abandoning this idea by not directly opposing someone's views. Instead, a sales rep using NLP techniques will sense the areas of resistance. He will find common ground, drive these points home to the buyer, and then redirect the discussion in the way that will close the sale. Number two, effective communication. A sales rep trained in NLP constantly realizes that certain words and phrases automatically create resistance. Knowing this, they pay close attention to the words they use or don't use. For example, a surefire sales killer is the word but. I agree with you, but this is really saying that I don't agree with anything you have said. This triggers resistance almost unconsciously, and it's a huge barrier to completing the sale. Instead, a phrase like, "That's interesting," and "Here is another way to think about it," it's far more effective and develops rapport with the buyer. Number three, flexibility in communication. It has been said that there are no resistant people, only inflexible communicators. Just as words can create resistance, there are also many ways to keep communication open and involved. This is accomplished by the next NLP technique, reframing the issue. The best sales reps never try to get someone to do something he or she doesn't want to do. Instead, they create areas of agreement, find common ground, and go from there. This doesn't mean forgetting that your objective is to make the sale, but what it does mean is that you establish rapport and common grounds, then gently show your prospective buyer how your offer will solve his or her problems. This allows your buyer to do what he wants rather than what you want. In essence, you win without fighting. This not only closes the deal, but sets up repeat sales.